Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Morning After News Update.
Take it, friends. Arm yourselves with knowledge.
It's Chrissy Bones. Monday Night Football, NFL's Game of the Year tonight. Chiefs at the Rams, both 9-1. Rams -3, giant over-under, still sits at 63. The first meeting in NFL history this late in a season featuring two teams averaging 33 points per game. No longer from Mexico City, where Shakira's hips destroyed the field. Now it's a Rams home game at the Coliseum in L.A. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill,
Kareem Hunt. I've been wishing and hoping that Shakira would destroy my field for years.
Yeah.
I love Shakira.
Hips, so do I.
Hips don't lie, as you guys know.
Hey.
The Rams, Jared Goff and Todd Gurley. And Gurley's now scored in 13 straight games. Thanksgiving Day, looking ahead to the lineup this year. All hands on deck here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bears at the Lions. Bears at the Lions. What happened here yesterday? People were injured. Two guys got hurt yesterday. I was watching the video. It was mayhem.
There were casualties in the studio yesterday.
Equipment fell from the ceiling.
We had grown man fall on the floor.
First off, shout out to our boy Gramps, a.k.a. Yang, who's an afternoon shifter in the pit. But, dude also works over at CBS. And, he works with JB and Cower and the team.
Yeah.
And he's on the CBS set. So with us, he does the radio show, Game Time Decisions, with us. And, he's spinning the tunes and he's doing his thing. But we saw him. He came in like a foreman yesterday.
He
took over. He's like, all right.
Wrong with this lighting.
Yeah, something's wrong with the light. Out of the way, everybody. he gets up on the ladder, man, and we're doing a show. Me and Corey are on the verge of, meltdowns. I'm throwing helmets. I think I hit Pavana with a football yesterday.
I still have the bruise, thanks.
And, we take it up with HR. And then our boy Yang, tumbled.
He fell off the chair in front of us. Martino had to pick him up.
It was
madness. But the best part of yesterday and the best part of Thanksgiving, how about them Cowboys?
God, I knew you were going to say
Thanksgiving
that.
Thanksgiving
Day. How about them Cowboys?
I'm going to give them credit. They're a good road team. We'll get to it after.
Thanksgiving Day, and like Corey said, it's going to be a big one. Bears-Lions first at 12:30 on CBS. Bears -3. Redskins at the Cowboys. Now a huge game all of a sudden. 4:30 p.m. on Fox. Dallas -8. Falcons at the Saints, who destroyed our world champion Eagles yesterday.
A lot of points, -8:20 p.m.
Man. Saints are -12.5 on Thursday. Separation Sunday, NFL Week 11 early games. Lions 20, Panthers 19. All kinds of time for Cam Newton on a failed two-pointer for the win. Carolina head coach Ron Rivera answered for it, saying, I think you go for two. Guy.
I love Cam Newton. He's so good. But, man.
I don't love him. All day he had.
I think he's annoying AF.
Ooh. What's your
poll? I wonder how he feels about you.
Good morning, Michelle.
Probably doesn't even.
Well, you know what?
Maybe he just annoys me. Remember me and Taylor were talking about this?
Maybe he thinks Carson Wentz is annoying.
Yeah. Well, I think Carson Wentz is annoying now, too.
There you go.
Bring BDN back.
No. It's raspy, fired up, Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
The day after, morning after. Cowboys 22, Falcons 19. Huge win for the boys, like Corey said. Just a game back in the NFC. Spread Mar. Is it Mar or Mahar?
Mayhair,
whatever. 42-yarders, time expired. Yeah, Dallas
Zeke Elliott won that game
lead
for them. The Ewok got it done.
Stage is set for a Turkey Day showdown. The East, Ravens 24, Bengals 21. Rookie Lamar Jackson got the start. Ran twice as much as he threw. 27 rushes for 117. Colts 38, Titans 10. Colts win their fourth straight. Texans 23, Redskins 21. Houston puts up a franchise record, 7 straight W's. But the headline here, of course, Alex Smith suffers the exact same injury on the exact same day as Joe Theismann.
No, the
November
headline,
18th, 1985.
The headline is the Texans were -3 and won by 2. That's the headline. Sorry, Alex Smith. My whatever. But, dude, I got my own problems.
Second to that, it's a compound
fracture
for Smith.
Well, you have your leg. Give your leg, Gabe.
Alex Smith.
We know you have problems, Gabe.
All right, let me ask you.
But you got two good legs.
Let me ask you. Would you trade Alex Smith's injury that he suffered yesterday for his yearly salary? How much money he's getting this year?
Yes.
Because I got to tell you, I would.
Yes. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'll let someone break my ankle for $22 million.
So that leg break was nasty, you know what I'm saying, son?
$22 million. buys a lot of sexy nurses to rehab with.
Giants.
Corey.
Ow.
Giants, $38.
Can't take
35.
It with you, Alex.
Giants, $38, 35. It's Magic, 3 INTs. Famous Jameis replaces him. Giants playoff hopes still alive. Steelers, 20. Jaguars, 16. What the Steelers failed to score in the first half. For the first time in 2 years, Big Ben, though, brings them all the way back. Touchdown drives on both of the Steelers' last two possessions.
It was crazy.
Jags have
they
dropped
were terrible
six straight.
To the
they looked horrible.
Like Ben Roethlisberger threw an interception
in the
end zone.
Exactly, son. They're lucky to get that win. Jacksonville has their number.
Won that game.
Jacksonville has their number, but hey, Pittsburgh got the win. That's all that matters.
Broncos over the Chargers, 23-22. Raiders,
thanks 23. A lot, Chargers.
Raiders, 23. Cardinals, 21. John Gruden,
thanks,
Derek
thanks,
Carr.
Arizona, my survivor pool. Done.
Derek Carr and John Gruden separated on the sidelines by Raiders tight end Lee Smith had to grab Gruden by the back of his neck to
he
calm him
down
the sidelines. Saints, 48.
I'll tell you right now, though, Derek Carr and the Raiders, they're going to be separated real soon.
Yes, they will be.
Like they said today.
Saints go to 9-1, 48-7 over the Eagles. Congrats to my Eagles. That's the worst loss ever by a reigning Super Bowl.
Ooh, they got stomped.
Pathetic.
And Bears,
pathetic.
Bears 25, Vikings 20 in the Sunday night game. Bears win.
So annoying.
Looking
show's
good
disgusted.
The
I am disgusted.
The Saints could have laid 39.
What was Wentz doing in there in the fourth quarter? I didn't even watch it. I just looked on my phone. I saw
I'll
he was
tell
still
you what
in
he was
there.
Doing in the fourth quarter. He was throwing interceptions to cost the over.
Terrible.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
All right, let's roll. Let's do this thing. The morning after has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, sitting alongside a disgruntled Michelle Serpico. Corey Parson.
Hello.
Yo.
Annoyed.
What up, Michelle?
Nothing. Annoyed at the Eagles.
We have a pretty...
I'm very annoyed. Like that was disgusting.
I like the mood in the studio today, because normally I'm the surly
one. I don't even
one,
know why I'm wearing green.
But Michelle's...
I know, I'm angry.
Michelle's angry about the Eagles. Corey Parson's Cowboys won, but all the parlays lost, so he's depressed.
That's true, too. Warriors and the Panthers with the bad beats and within 24 hours. Can we cut it? Can we enough already?
Man, I feel like I'm being interrogated. I've had so many bad beats.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's one day after another in which we lose by a half point. We lose on a botched play, a bad play call.
A missed field goal.
A missed extra point.
Missed free throws.
Graham Gano, Carolina Panther kicker yesterday, basically cost the Panthers the football game. But nevertheless, we got a huge game this evening. We'll recap what happened yesterday in the National Football League. We'll recap what happened to Michelle Serpico over the weekend.
Yeah.
And last night. It's good to see
you. Got drunk because the Eagles pissed me off.
So what happened? So you're like the jet guy.
Yeah,
like
remember, I am.
So did you get arrested for drunk driving last night?
No, I did not, thank God.
Because you did come in a little late
really
today.
That's a really hefty fine.
Yeah, I know. There'll be a hefty fine here.
I know.
Yeah, that I cannot afford right now, so thank God.
So you're not like the dude that got all wasted and...
Yes. I was watching the game.
Passed out in his car and then said, I did this because the Jets suck today.
Yes, that was me last night. More sake, please.
like all hardcore.
Yeah,
I can't really see drunken Eagle fan ordering sake.
No, that's what I was going to say. Like all hardcore Eagle fans watching the game, sushi and sake during the Eagles game. Real tradition in the parking lot. It was way back to the days at the vet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the Eagle fan.
Not the typical Eagle fan, no.
Yeah.
Well, Eagle fan is...
they got smacked last night, Philadelphia. Yeah, that wasn't even close.
That was a beatdown. The Saints are on another level right now. The Saints... Listen, man, I told you guys the Saints are the best team in the National Football
League. They got to come to Dallas this year, though. And you know what?
Oh,
when they
sure
get
they're
Dallas,
shaking in their boots.
How about them Cowboys?
Cowboys are a good road team. Unfortunately, they play Thursday at home. Right, the morning after has begun.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice,
We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
The Morning After on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Picking it, Studio 34 with Corey Parson and a disgruntled Eagle fan in Michelle Serpico. Sickened and disgusted.
Disgusted. Bring BDN back.
Like, who would have expected the New Orleans Saints were going to throttle the Eagles like that? That was the biggest loss for a Super Bowl champion in Super Bowl history.
Well, I did expect a loss. I'm not going to lie. I did expect a loss, but I didn't think it was going to be an ugly loss the way it was.
I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles expected it to be an ugly loss like this.
That was terrible.
That was disgusting. And now what you're seeing in Philadelphia, you see a team that can't run the football.
Yes.
Their playmakers on offense were playmakers last year. They're not playmakers this year. The injuries in the secondary, they can't stop anybody.
Their secondary's terrible.
Nobody. Injury on the O-line with Lane Johnson. Listen, this is a bad football
Carson
team right
Wentz
now.
Carson Wentz seems confused and just out of sync. Right now, and I don't think we can. I don't think we can overestimate the impact that Frank Reich had on that offense.
Exactly,
and we're seeing the impact that Frank Reich has on that Indianapolis Colt offense right now. So we're going to talk NFL football. The Prez is going to step up and join us.
Who's the Prez, son? That's your man.
Yeah, Lawrence Prezman, a wager talk.
All right, cool.
Long time handicapper, one of the best in the business. That dude's been doing this for like 20 plus years. He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
So the Prez will step up. He's the Prez because he's actually like the president of the company too.
Okay, what's the name of the company?
Wager Talk.
Wager Talk. All right, cool.
Wager Talk.
They hiring? Since we got him on the line, I mean,
it could be if you have picks, you're gonna give Corey's corner NBA parlay of the night.
Watch the Warriors blow it up.
We're gonna talk about the Monday nighter tonight. We'll get into whether we're gonna find out tonight whether Jared Goff's a bus driver or not. Fun Monday night football game this evening. The highest total in Monday Night Football history. But before we break down that game, let's just touch on what went down yesterday. An eventful day in the National Football League yesterday. These games are really starting to count right now, man. And we're seeing Separation Sunday is real. And first things first, let's start off with the Sunday Nighter. And the Chicago Bears winning their seventh game of the year. They've already surpassed their season win total. And I was dead wrong about the Chicago Bears coming into the year. I didn't see this. I thought they'd be lucky to win six games this year. If you look at the Bears, coming into this season, new coach, a coordinator with zero NFL experience. Trubisky really sort of struggled last year, and even the Bears internally were wondering if Trubisky was going to be able to turn it up a notch. But we talked about Ryan Pace, the general manager, being all in Chicago, and we're seeing the impact that it's having right now. You know, they actually remind me of the Philadelphia Eagles last year, the Chicago Bear team. You know, and that's the thing with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles had a great year last year. They're not a great team. Right now, you know, the Bears are having a great year. Are they a great team?
No.
You know?
No,
but they've won 70% of the football games that they played.
They're not a great team. Listen,
I
was on the Bears. I knew the Bears would be good this year.
They score nearly 30 points a game, the Chicago Bears. People talk about their defense. Their offense is effective, and I don't know how.
Yeah.
You got Miller, you got Gabriel, you got all these sort of quick hit, and they're sort of running a college-style offense, quick hits, slants, yards after the catch. It's actually sort of a mini version of what Kansas City are doing
in
Chicago.
And the Rams, they're coaching them up. They're taking a young quarterback. They're putting them in a system.
Well, the play calling is brilliant.
And the play calling is brilliant. They're coaching him up. You see this with these teams. It's quarterbacks on rookie contracts. Build around them. You bring in an innovative head coach, play caller,
offensive mind. It's the
same thing.
They
got Khalil Mack.
Yeah, on defense,
yeah,
they do.
But they're willing to spend money because they don't have to pile the money onto the quarterback.
But you look at this offense right now. You know, the Miller kid, he was really good. You got Taylor Gabriel. You know, their ground game isn't super imposing, but they mix it up so well. You look at their play calls. You know, they go left, they go right. They roll Trubisky out. They'll throw the ball. And another thing with the Chicago Bears is very, very, very aggressive. You know, they push the ball down the field. You know, it's amazing what happens when players are put in a position to succeed. And the play calling is actually good. Now, conversely, on the other side of this, the Minnesota Vikings aren't going anywhere ever. Like, this is a franchise. They were the Buffalo Bills before the Buffalo Bills. They lost four Super Bowls in the 70s. Then you look back when Randall Cunningham was the quarterback, and they were 15-1 or whatever. They choked in the big game. When they had Dante Culpepper and Moss and everything, they choked in the big game. Last year, they were a great team. They went into Philadelphia. They choked in the big game. Repeated choke jobs.
Son, they also had the Minneapolis Miracle, son. That's about as anti-choke as you can get.
What, they got lucky on a play and then got smoked the following week?
They got smoked the following week, but listen.
Now, when your biggest play is a lucky sort of, you know, come on. The Minnesota Vikings have been nothing but a disappointment for the last 40 freaking years.
Their fans would agree with that.
And it doesn't matter how good they supposedly ever look. They're chokers. I've never seen a team. They play probably in the coldest weather city in the NFL, yet they're a bunch of pansies whenever they go outdoors. Their body language is terrible. I like Mike Zimmer, but Zimmer doesn't win big games, which leads us into another person who never wins big games.
Kirk Cousins,
Captain Kirk. You know what? I'd rather have William Shatner throwing the football. You know, we'll get into who ruined your Sunday. You.
William Shatner can't throw no football.
Well, neither can Kirk Cousins. Neither can Kirk Cousins. You know, Kirk Cousins played at Michigan State, man. The guy had his hand in his pockets all night. He's like shivering and cold. It's like, dude, it's not that cold, man. It's not even freezing. It's not that cold. The only thing that's cold is your play. They bring in Kirk Cousins. They give Kirk Cousins all this money. Kirk Cousins always been a choker. He choked. And in fact, in the old days, even in Washington, Kirk Cousins holding back. He's a classic stat patter. Oh, look at the end of the night. Look at the stats. Look at on third downs. Yeah. Look at all the check downs. Kirk Cousins throwing the football.
He's like Russell Westbrook. All he's about is stats, not about big-time W.
Whoa, he's not like Russell Westbrook. Don't bring Russell Westbrook. They're nothing to say.
It's the same.
They're nothing to say.
Stat-based players that don't have no substance behind their wins to back it up.
No.
Stat-based players.
Listen.
Kirk Cousins and Russell Westbrook.
I thought we could stay on the same page.
Stat-based players.
I thought we could just talk NFL football without a bad take.
I'm sorry.
Do we have the bad take sounder?
I'm sorry for bringing Russell Westbrook into it.
Hit the touchdown sounder. The bad take sounder.
Listen,
No. Kirk Cousins is nothing like Russell Westbrook.
I disagree. Stat-based players that don't win big games.
Westbrook is like at the top of the stats. Kirk Cousins is a mediocre stat guy who's just a stat guy.
He's a stat guy. Bottom line,
we're not comparing the two. Anyways,
Guy's a stat guy. Let's get back to serious business.
Back to serious business of Kirk Cousins sucking. Now, basically, you look at Kirk Cousins. He's basically a younger version of Eli Manning. Bad passes, check downs. If the pocket collapses in the slightest, he's screwed. He either throws it away, checks it down to somebody that, you know, he's throwing balls. He drops back like 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then dumps it off 3 yards. And then their running backs get swarmed. You know, Kirk Cousins is actually worse than what Case Keenum was with the Minnesota Vikings. It was a very strange move, actually, to throw. And the thing is, Case Keenum was sort of blamed for the Philadelphia Eagle meltdown last year. But as we see, they're gutless. And it's crazy. The Minnesota Vikings have good defensive players, but they just don't seem to care. You know, early in the football game last night, there was a fumble. And basically, they were still fighting for it. Three Minnesota Viking offensive linemen casually watched. Meanwhile, Chicago Bear players were running from like 20 feet away, diving into the pile. Who came out with the ball? The Bears came out with the ball. The Minnesota Vikings, your season's done. You can pretend,
say the season is done.
No, they can go home and pretend and beat a piece of crap team and stuff. They're not winning anything with Kirk Cousins.
They're a playoff team in the NFC.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
They're an NFC playoff team. Maybe. I would go that far as to say that.
I would have agreed with you a couple of weeks ago, but the fact is, they just can't win big games.
The East is so trash, you'll get three division winners from the other three divisions. You get the four division winners. The East is so trash, no wild card is coming out the East. The wild cards will be Minnesota and Carolina.
Carolina's got to start winning football games again.
That's true, too. Carolina's I got more faith in Carolina than I got in Minnesota.
Yes. Carolina will find. Well, Carolina's already at six, right? So
Carolina's at six. We'll Seattle's at five. Minnesota's at five.
Minnesota's done, dude. They're not going to win with Kirk Cousins.
Minnesota's a playoff team.
So what? They get to the playoffs and they lose with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins won't win a big game. He can't win a big game. He's never won a big game.
Finally, some good music.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
The morning after continues. You guys trolling me now playing Detroit Rock City?
This is the angle jam right here.
God, the Detroit Lions. I'm Gabriel Morenci. The morning after. Michelle Serpico, Corey Parson, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Carolina Panthers got throttled by the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday Night Football. About 10, 11 days ago or whatever it was, if you remember. So they had a prolonged period of time to prepare to take on a Detroit Lion football team who hate their coach and are 3-6 and have a long list of injuries. They had no wide receivers. Carolina Panthers once again come out flat and once again do the old, oh, we're going to come back late thing. We're going to turn it up a notch thing. And, you know, the big story is really Ron Rivera. Why did he go for two? Why did he go for two? I really don't have a problem with that. And, you know, we've seen this over the weekend a couple of times. The Ohio State Buckeyes, I don't know, man, like how you guys keep surviving these games. But the Maryland Terrapins went for two in overtime, and kid was open.
He was wide
open. The quarterback
open.
Was right there. The quarterback whipped it past him.
Maryland should have won that game. He was wide open.
I was saying to myself, you guys, kids, run the ball. And I'm like, oh, no, they're throwing it. And then I saw the play developing. I'm like, oh, my God, he's wide open. I said, it's going to work. The kid on Maryland missed him. So Cam Newton, they go for the win late, all right? So they come back. They score a touchdown. They're down one. They could have tied the game, the Carolina Panthers. Instead, they leave Cam Newton out on the field. Now, we've seen teams do this a couple of times in the National Football League, and it hasn't worked out well for them, to be honest. The Titans did this against the Chargers. I don't have a problem with it. You actually have a better chance. If you're on the two-yard line, yeah. You have the football. Dude, the odds are better that you're going to get a two-point convert than playing, going through the process of overtime. It's one play. It's 2 yards. But for the love of God, I don't know why freaking teams do this all the time now. They set up in the shotgun. You're on the 2 yard line. You set up in the shotgun.
Your quarterback.
So instead, suddenly you're on the 7 yard line.
The quarterback is Cam Newton. If anybody in the NFL should be running a quarterback sneak on a 2 yard line, Michelle, guess who it should be?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
No. So, yeah, they have Cam Newton drop back to pass. The dude had, I swear to God, like 12 seconds, man. Like, I've never seen someone with so much time. Cam Newton's just standing there in the pocket. There's no pass rush. He's
running
standing
lane.
There, standing there. Because they jammed the end zone. Everyone was in the end zone.
He didn't do good yesterday.
Cam Newton could have walked it in.
Yeah.
Like a drunk.
That was a bad play.
Yeah, like a...
That was really bad.
A drunk dude could have stumbled into the end zone. For some reason, Cam Newton refused to run it, and he threw the ball.
Yeah.
After the game, Cam said that he let the team...
That should have been an easy pass.
After the game, Cam said he let the team down. He was contrite about it on
Cam. I mean, no, you let the team down. You let me down. And I've defended your ass a lot over the years, and I think actually what would be fair, Cam Newton, if you really want... Let's just get even, Cam. Yeah. Let's just be real here. You can afford it. Send me $20,000. You know, about the 15 I lost at the Super Bowl. I missed my flight after.
Yeah.
You know, I strangled a Bronco fan at the Hooters Casino because of you after the game.
Be careful.
Bronco fan was chirping after the Super Bowl at Hooters.
You had to put hands on him. It happens. But listen.
You know who did good yesterday? Eli.
And for what it's worth, Eli Manning did good against a team that can't play.
Yeah, Eli did, but we're talking about relevant teams here.
And I got
They're relevant now. The Giants. I think they're going to win the NFC.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
They beat the San Francisco Giants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They beat the two worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, they literally did, and it wasn't easy to beat either.
That was
of
a good
them.
Game yesterday, though.
It was entertaining.
Yes,
they might beat Philadelphia though.
Oh, I mean, like a grandma could beat Philadelphia with her eyes closed.
But let me tell you right quick, back to Carolina. In Detroit, and I was criticized for this yesterday, but the biggest play of that game was when Darius Slay tackled DJ Moore. That on that 82-yard reception.
You're right.
Because.
And you even said you gotta score on that play.
You gotta score on that play. If you score on that play, it's no missed 34-yard field goal. You get points out of that drive. And that was the game changer.
But you can't be missing 34-yard field goals in a dome, Graham Gano. Just like you missed the kick in the Super Bowl.
I saw the dome yesterday.
Which dome?
Which dome? Well, that's...
The real dome.
Wow.
Which dome?
Wow. The Mercedes Superdome.
Oh, you saw it on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the full shot of it.
Oh, you saw the full shot.
I was thinking about it because the other day, remember, I thought there was one dome.
Yeah, you thought it was more than one dome.
That's the real dome.
Yeah,
I might come to a shock to me, Michelle. There's actually quite a few domes in America. Yeah.
But, like, that's the real dome.
The Superdome could...
No, you know what? I like your style. You're right. Like, the real dome was the Astrodome.
Yes.
That was the Astrodome.
The Astrodome was a cool dome.
Yeah, the Astrodome, but the Astrodome's gone.
The Hoosier Dome.
So now you've got, you're right, the Superdome.
Yeah, I like the Superdome.
The Superdome.
Yeah, that's
of course,
it's
crazy to think from the Superdome, when it's full, to what it was during Hurricane Katrina.
Crazy, yeah. Right?
People were dying on the 50-yard line. Like, bodies were lying there and stuff. And
the roof of the joint was half
Yeah, torn
on.
Apart. Crazy stuff. All right, so Michelle, you watched all the games yesterday.
I watched all the games yesterday. Went out like mid-Eagles game because I was disgusted.
You just had it.
I don't blame you, yeah.
I was just like, I still been back. There was a lot of good games yesterday.
This is my story yesterday. I had money on the Panthers. I was on the money line, too. And I had to minus the points, but a money line parlay with the Houston Texans to win a game. Can't win. Cam Newton can't walk it in. I've got over 56.5 in the Eagles game and the Saints. Saints score, 48 points?
Yeah, 48, what was it, 7?
Yeah, and they even took it easy on them. They could have scored more, and then Carson Wentz throws a stupid interception.
They could have scored 60.
All right.
Yeah.
They really could have.
Disgusting.
That was the horrible performance by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Last week, we sent it to Brad in Texas, and I said, I've been doing this 17 years. He might have been the drunkest phone call we've ever taken.
He's back?
Because he was celebrating a Cowboys win. Well,
how about them Cowboys?
I guess he's celebrating another Cowboys win.
How about those Cowboys, Corey?
How about them Cowboys?
Yes, sir. You pulled it off, man. I was kind of scared.
I was kind of scared, too.
So what's the deal, Brad? You're going to continue partying until they lose, right? Are you just on, like, a cowboy bender right now?
See, we're not
going to
lose the rest of the season,
sir. That's my man, Brad.
Open it up.
Hey, Brad dropped 7 o'clock Brad, in the morning in Texas.
Man, you got a Periscope or film a video of your family Thanksgiving dinner rolling in. You got to roll in just hammered. How about them Cowboys?
All right, I'll do that for you.
Brad, we got DC and Colt McCoy on Thanksgiving. You looking forward to that one, Brad?
Oh, yeah, man. That's going to be an easy one, I hope.
I hope so, too, Brad.
Hey, I'll tell you
last
what.
Time Colt McCoy started was against Dallas, and Colt McCoy got the W.
It's amazing. The Cowboys are 8-point favorites, though.
That line is way too high.
Cowboys are a better road team. Better road team than they are home team. But I tell you, Brad and Corey, your guys' season, you're right back in it.
Right back
the
in
Eagles,
it.
The Eagles blow. The Redskins just lost Alex Smith. And the Giants only have a couple of wins. The Dallas Cowboys actually might be front runners to win this division right now, Brad. And I don't know. You might like just OD and die if they do, though.
Yeah, Brad, take it easy. Brad, Coors Light is not a breakfast shake. You know what I'm saying? You have to...
Not a Shakeology.
Yeah, save that for afternoons. Maybe start around lunchtime.
I'm trying to.
Where do you live, Brad? Where do you live?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso.
Oh, El Paso.
All the boys in El Paso get real drunk.
So what time is it
there? They don't play around up there.
In El Paso, it's probably 8.
We go to Speaker Rock.
UTEP Miners. University of Texas, El Paso is up there.
Okay.
The UTEP Miners. Right. Stay safe, Brad. Don't drive, but enjoy your day. And, hey, Life's good right now. Cowboys are back in this thing.
Yes, sir.
There's a Brad. Brad,
I'll
let
you, big dog. Pace yourself, Brad.
I'm a big fan of Brad.
I love Brad.
For a really drunk guy, he doesn't swear.
No, exactly.
Like, you know what? Like, some people, I'd be like, oh, God, what's he going to say?
Yeah, yeah.
No, right? Brad. But no, like, he's...
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Jerry Jones should fly this guy in.
No, he should fly me in.
Yeah, he should fly you in.
He should fly me in.
He should.
I know it's your dream and your lifelong ambition to work for Mr. Jerry Jones.
I wouldn't mind working for Jerry Jones. He's a great man, and he takes care of his people. I wouldn't mind working for Mr. Jones.
He really took care of Dez Bryant. He put him on the street.
Yeah, he took care of Dez Bryant. He was going to bring Dez Bryant back, but Dez Bryant got him a new deal. Unfortunately, Dez Bryant on the downside of his career after this injury.
This division is whack, man.
The NFC East. Oh, my God.
Every freaking week.
Yeah.
And even me, I'm like, every week I say it. Last week I was like, all right, it looks like the Eagles in control now of the division. They're back.
No.
And,
you know, now this week it looks like the Giants.
Well, the Giants have a long way to go here, Michelle.
They do.
Yeah, they've won 2 football games. We'll give credit to them.
They have Saquon.
Saquon Barkley's lighting
amazing.
It up.
Amazing, yeah.
But we can't, they really did play. Like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
yeah,
they're that bad.
They are that bad. They did have a good comeback, though, in the fourth. There was a second where I thought they might take the lead again.
That's what they always do. I mean, they did the old QB shuffle for the 16th time.
Oh, my God, son. Can they win it? What are they doing? What are they doing? They're playing musical chairs at quarterback. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You just walk around the room, and then whoever stops, and you're like, right. I'm the quarterback.
Jameis Winston didn't do bad yesterday, though. He actually did really good.
He brought him back in the second half. He did make a run. Now, he'll start next week. Then at halftime, Fitzmagic will come
in. Like
when Jameis throw the ball over
it's
six
like
times.
Some George Steinbrenner, Billy Martin stuff. You're hired. You're fired.
Yeah,
you're hired.
Crazy.
You're
what
fired.
What are they doing at quarterback? Like, a dark cut of press conference has got to be wild, son.
You know what? Between the two of them, if I was the owner, like, I'd just say, you know what? Instead of deciding which quarterback's going to play this week, coach, we've decided that you're gone. first off, we've got to start somewhere, so we're getting rid of you first. Like, he's got to be the one to get out of the way. But you know, this NFC East division right now.
Gabe, it's only one team with a positive plus.
You can't say who's going to win it now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't. It's really unpredictable.
Well, as bad as the Eagles were, Michelle, you guys aren't done because of the nature of the division.
I think we're done.
You're 2 games back.
No, but you got to understand, Gabe. You got to see, when you the thing with Philadelphia, you got to dig a little deeper. Yeah, next week is the Giants, then it's D.C., then it's Dallas, then it's the Rams, and it's the Texans.
Listen, if the Eagles
that's
can't beat...
That's 2 losses on that schedule, the Rams and the Texans.
If the Eagles can't beat the Giants, then... And turn off the lights.
They got 2 games versus DC.
Dude, they're in it.
It's scheduled too hard.
Your Cowboys are in it, too.
They won't be in it for long.
The morning after continues.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
The morning after continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't do me like that. You know this song, Corey?
Never heard this song before a day in my life.
You like the...
I know this song. I don't really like it, though.
You like the title.
Wait, want to hear a funny story?
It's like, don't do me like that. Don't screw me over, man. Don't do me like that.
That makes sense. Now, Michelle,
don't do me like that.
You know the funny
That's
story.
That's what I'm saying, Cam Newton. Don't do me like that,
That's
Cam.
What Cam Newton did you bad yesterday.
Don't do me like that,
dirty.
Kirk Cousins.
Don't do me like that. Phil Rivers?
I don't know if you can trust anybody that went to Michigan State. Let's just call it out for what it is. Besides Magic Johnson, and I'm going to say Kirk Gibson, like, they're just monsters. Like, who's good from ever going to come out of there? Look at Draymond Green.
Jamel Hill?
My case, exactly. Draymond Green. I don't mind Jamel Hill, actually.
Yeah,
I'm not a Jamel Hill.
Just making fun of...
My attorney actually went to Michigan State, and I didn't know this.
All right.
And I looked up, and I saw that he was a Michigan State and Canisius grad.
Okay.
And I told him, if I would have known that you were a Spartan, I never would have
got
you.
In. Michelle, what's your funny story? Now, remember the funny story rule?
Oh, yeah, if it's not funny. Oh, I got whipped creamed in the face this weekend.
Oh.
Really? What y'all, what were y'all?
Let me see. You saw a dome.
It was my birth, so
you saw
a
dome and you got whipped cream. So yes. What happened here, Michelle?
Exactly.
Your hair is all different today. What happened this weekend?
What were you and Jake doing?
It wasn't him. It was actually.
Whoa!
Wow.
We already got a scandal.
Wow.
They pied me at the bar on Friday when I was working. It was all over me, and I had whipped cream in my every place you could think of all night.
Wow.
Every place you can think of, huh?
And then, yeah, literally. There was like three in the face.
So why did you get creamed? And why are you getting creamed other places? If you get creamed anywhere, it's going to happen here, all right?
Yeah, it was, oh my God, it was the worst thing ever. I got really
so what drunk, happened?
Though.
Well, why did they?
Because they sang happy birthday to me. And then when they did it, it was Lillian, actually, and my boss, Mike.
Love
and then
Lillian.
They requested, they said, what song do you want to play? And I said, Man in the Box by Alice in Chains. They were laughing.
Me
and Corey are sitting here eating dollar pizza, watching football.
Am I the only person that has a good musical taste in this building?
Huh? No, Gabe and me are the only.
Yeah,
ones,
no, actually. Your musical taste.
Am I the only person that has?
I think
good
you like some good
business?
Music, but I don't think you know anything about any other music.
Yeah, no. You have good hip hop taste in music, but you don't know rock, classic rock.
Well, because it's classic. Because it's classic.
There you go.
This is the cool jam right here. This is a cool jam.
You're walking down the street in Harlem rocking to this?
Yes.
This is a cool jam right here.
It is.
The mayor. You mentioned the mayor cruising down the street.
My constituents are upset about the snow last week.
Oh, God.
They're still upset about that joint.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. I got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
They worried about the snow and they worried about the raccoons.
Oh, yeah. The raccoons probably go away when the snow comes.
I don't know if you guys saw this.
The raccoons are
dying
down.
We know about the zombie raccoons, right?
Yeah.
Now in Pennsylvania, there's a pack of rabid drunk raccoons.
Get out, really?
No, I'm not even exaggerating. But
how do they?
They're pissed off. They ate a bunch of crab apples.
Yeah, and the crab apples, when they get fermented.
They
have like, it's
like
wine.
Moonshine.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, well, I would say wine.
It's like it's eating like mushrooms.
Yeah, like people in jail and stuff will make concoctions of fruit. And,
yeah.
So like they're wasted.
Someone told me, yeah.
No, really, I'm not even exaggerating. There's literally like hundreds of wasted raccoons attacking people right now in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they be stumbling. Like I saw the same thing Gabe talked about. They be stumbling, a little raccoon. Like, oh, you meet your home, hold on, Sean. Wait for me, Sean.
So what's going on, Michelle Serpico?
Sean, hold up, Sean.
This is the craziest story of the weekend, I thought. When I saw this on Twitter, I'm like, it doesn't get more ride or die than this. So Michelle Herman, the wife of Tom Herman, went to the Texas game this weekend wearing a shirt that said, okay, hook 'em. Remember
the
that's
text
what,
message. Nice.
Yes,
I like that.
The text
message
she said back. So I guess this whole cheating scandal really didn't bother her all that much.
Well, just because Zach Smith said that he got a happy ending massage doesn't really make it so.
Well, no, he also said that he cheated with college recruits.
Well, hey, now listen. Now,
but the guy Zach Smith is a pathological liar.
So, he could be lying. If he's lying, I get why she's wearing the shirt.
Now, let me ask you this question, Michelle. Say that was Zach Smith. Say Tom Herman was your husband. And Zach Smith was like, oh, you did this. Did your wife know about that? Would you approach him?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Would you say, 100%. Is this true?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be like, did you do this?
And I'd be like, no, baby.
Yeah, but maybe.
You see, and you wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it.
See, Zach Smith is causing a problem in the Herman home now.
Yeah.
He did. Well, he's taking people down with him.
Exactly. Right. Uh-huh.
And you know what? Urban must be thinking, man, I hope he don't go nuclear one day.
Exactly.
Sort of like that Michael Cohen guy with Trump.
I got the tapes.
He'll never turn on me.
I got the tapes. How about that, Urban?
Yeah, we'll see. If Zach Smith had tapes, we would have...
They'd have been out already. They'd have been out. Zach Smith can't hold water.
By now.
Yeah. So you think he did it or didn't do it?
Who, Zach Smith? The Tom Herman?
Oh, I'm sure he probably did get a happy ending.
Yeah, I think he did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I was going to state, though.
Bro code.
But listen,
you don't tell him
I don't
bro.
Know. I don't want to listen. I'm not. We shouldn't be getting into the guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just stating, though.
I was like, wow.
Maybe his wife.
She's cool with it?
Yeah. Or maybe, he met her.
Yeah.
Maybe they swingers.
I would never.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To each is his own.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah,
exactly.
Be
cool how you be cool. If Jake did that, he would be.
No, but it's not gonna work for Jake.
No. Not
at least Tom Herman just sleeps with other women. He doesn't hit them.
Yeah, true.
There you go.
That's true. So Gruden and Derek Carr got into a pretty obvious verbal altercation yesterday during the game. The video went viral. It's like very visible of Gruden saying something to Carr, and Carr, like, you know, threw his arms up. And then someone did tweet that he grabbed Lee Smith grabbed John Gruden by the neck to calm him down.
I just wanted to say, actually, and we'll get to this in a second, but now people in our YouTube chat are debating whether a massage with a happy ending is cheating or not. And
I mean, like, who?
I'm a man, but I will have to say, yes, it's, yeah. If you are a married dude and you're going, you know, unless it's like a massage at like a, you know, sports, yeah. Basically, if you're going into a CD parlor,
who
then
needs
yeah.
a happy ending, though? Like, I mean, I don't know.
Everybody needs a happy ending, Michelle.
But isn't it just I was just going to do a hand.
You got like six guys raising their hands down here. There's six men in this room.
Michelle, you like happy endings,
never
too.
Never mind. Yeah.
Well, do you want it? Michelle, who wants an unhappy ending? If I want an unhappy ending, I'll watch a Cam Newton football game.
All right, let's just put it this way, because I think I can say this. Is a happy ending second base or third base?
A happy ending is back in the dugout.
A happy ending,
You already scored. Now you're in the dugout. Like,
what's the best way of, yeah, happy? Like, yeah, what do you mean first base, second base? Like,
first base is kissing, second base... I'll put my hands down. Second base.
Wow. You know what? I'm sort of getting second. That's a pretty quick second base. That's like getting Ricky Henderson to second base.
A happy ending is when you get back in the dugout and put your leg up, and you're like,
oof. Yes. Okay. So that's what I thought.
That was good. That was a good home run.
Okay. I get
give me
it
a
now.
Cigarette.
Well, we just found out a happy ending, i.e. second base in Serpico's world.
Yeah. No, a happy ending, you crossed home plate. High five. Back in the dugout. That's a happy ending.
Oh, my God.
Yo, all right, so listen. I was in a relationship last time. I 100% faithful.
Even
no happy ending. I don't even look at another woman, Michelle. That's the kind of man I am.
He's lying. Even you didn't believe
him. I almost believed him for
you
a second.
You didn't believe, no.
I almost believed him for a second.
Oh, he never looked at another one. He has waitresses rubbing his belly. Hey, baby.
I'm single now, though.
He's like, hey, baby, any breakfast lying around? You want to rub my belly? Like, you know when a bunch of degenerate fantasy football playing degenerate gamblers are all saying, yeah, it's cheating. It's cheating.
It's cheating. I think it's cheating.
Yes. I think the massage isn't cheating, but the...
But there's no emotional connection.
The final act.
To the masseuse. You see what I'm saying? There's no emotional connection to the masseuse.
It's cheating to me.
Right.
I guess I'm a little crazy, though.
Well, I agree with you.
This sounds like a Twitter poll question to me. What else you got?
So Joe Theismann was bought up multiple broadcasts yesterday because of the Redskins' current quarterback, Alex Smith's injury. So Theismann tweeted, Alex's leg is exactly like mine 33 years ago.
Wow, that's
33 years ago to the day. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
first of all,
really
who asked Joe Theismann his opinion, first of all? Do you know what I'm saying?
You notice Joe
wanted his opinion.
You notice Joe is pretty quick to get into it. Hey, that's just like me, guys.
Hey, I broke my leg before.
I'm not even kidding. Like, Bones, like, get a call in a Theismann. Like, I'm sure he'll do it. Like, he'll say, all right, I'll talk about it.
I wish I still had his number. Remember, he cursed me out that time.
Did he curse you out? I used to have Joe Theismann on, too. I got along with him.
Yeah.
How'd you piss him off?
I called him on the number. He was like, where'd you get this number from? I was like, oh.
You were probably calling the booty, like his booty call number or something.
You know, he's like, where'd you get this number? I was like, oh, my bad. He was like, no, I'm not coming on. He was like, but take this number right here down and call me at this number. And I'm like.
See, I told you. you were calling him on his hottie hotline, bro. Come on.
Maybe that's what it was.
Michelle?
So the Browns are about to hire former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice?
So listen, the Cleveland Browns didn't play this weekend, yet somehow they still found a way to make jackasses of themselves.
Right.
But continue.
They were going to hire her as head coach.
That was what the rumor was, because, you know, she did such a great job with the whole Iraq thing and everything.
I liked her when I was younger. I just really like her name. Anyway, that's a cool name.
Look, Condoleezza. Condi. Yeah.
Condoleezza.
I don't understand, like, how this woman is held in the regard that she is. I know this is going to come across as whatever, but like, why is she on the college football playoff committee?
Right.
Her pops
Like, no, no, but like, why? Like, Condoleezza
no, she
Rice.
She has a football background, Gabe.
I don't, what? Because she watched football?
No, I think her pops was a football coach.
So what?
I think she has a football background, Gabe.
So what? You think Condoleezza Rice is sitting around watching UCF games and writing it down? Well, their RPI ranking.
Do you want to hear what
she
said? Doing?
She's like, now she's on the college basketball board.
Right. She goes,
I'm going to make her the head coach.
She goes, I love my Browns and know they will hire an experienced coach to take us to the next level.
Even she's like, this is a stupid idea.
On a more
and she worked for George Bush.
On a more serious note, I do hope that the NFL will start to bring women into the coaching profession as position coaches and eventually coordinators and head coaches. One doesn't have to play the game to understand it and motivate players.
See, here's the thing.
But experience counts, and it's time to develop a pool of experienced women coaches. By the way, I'm not ready to coach, but I would like to call a player to the next two seasons if the Browns need ideas. And at no time will I call for a prevent defense?
Prevent defense, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, of course not. Prevent defense. You're not going to call for a drone attack defense. No one ever going to accuse you of prevent there.
Hey, listen, though. Here's the thing, though. Listen. Condoleezza Rice can't be a football coach.
No, she can't. You know what she could have been? But this came up years ago.
The commissioner. Yes, she
they
could
actually
be
said first woman commissioner. Look, she went to Stanford, so she's supposedly smart, right? You know, I don't know, man.
But here's the thing,
Gabe. I'll tell you right now, too. There'll never be a woman head coach in a national
football league. No, it's not going to happen. But here's the thing,
though. There's a better chance of me having sex with Shakira than that happening. Becky Hammon
will be
a head coach
in the NBA. Becky Hammon will be a head coach.
Becky Hammon will be the first woman's professional.
She was a soccer player, right?
No, she's a basketball coach. She's assistant coach on the Spurs right now, front of the bench assistant coach on the Spurs right now.
She was actually offered, she didn't fully offer the job, but she could have got it if she wanted it. Colorado State, a college basketball program, men's team. She would have been the woman to take over, but it's a step down for her. When you're the assistant coach of the San Antonio Spurs, you ain't moving to Fort Collins after
Colorado State. Yeah, you're going to take over the Spurs.
I think she's waiting for the Spurs.
No, she's going to get the job.
I think Popovich
grooms her. Yeah. She get the job. Now, with this,
you know who credits her for really, really taking his game to the next level?
Kawhi Leonard. There you go.
Like Kawhi Leonard said that if she was ever up for a job, that he'd be the first one to say, "Yo, she should get the job."
Let me say this right here, though.
He's such a nice guy.
As far as the Condoleezza Rice thing, we're seeing a lot of people nowadays getting jobs they ain't qualified for, even to the highest levels.
The morning after,
yeah,
continues. We'll get back into this. Get back into this Condoleezza Rice to Cleveland. You know, why not? You guys also took advice from a homeless man and drafted Johnny Manziel.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Morning After continues on a Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Breaking news, the Cleveland Browns are now going to interview Laura Ingram for their head coaching
position. Oh, nice. She'd be on the sideline like, report. Shut up and dribble.
Shut up and play football.
Shut up and dribble.
Who was that again? Laura Ingram?
Shut up and dribble.
Laura Ingram is Satan.
Let me Google her.
Yeah, like, have you ever heard of Satan before?
She's the goalie for the USA national soccer team.
Yeah, exactly.
She's really good.
Doesn't look like she's taking a couple of soccer balls to the face, but nevertheless.
Oh, yeah.
That's set up and dribble lady.
Michelle. I don't want to take pot shots at a woman's appearance, but she's a very attractive woman.
Who is this?
Put it that way.
What area code is 332?
I'll Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
332? Who's calling
me? Call me from 332 area code. What area code is that?
I don't like mystery calls, Corey.
Me neither. I don't know who
it's who do you owe money to?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
New York.
Yeah. 3-3. How many area codes are there in this
city? There is a lot. 212-646.
Let's see what this is.
Somebody asked me my phone number the other day. I was like, I don't know. I've never called myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 929.
You're 929?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a 929 area code?
That's a Canadian thing.
It was a spam call.
Well, look up 929.
929 is a New York area code.
A Toronto area code is 647.
Yeah, that says New York, too.
Yeah, 929.
So weird.
Yes, I told you.
There's a lot of people here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
332 became an area code for New York City in November of 2015.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Interesting. So somebody in the city shaking you down, Corey.
Uh-oh.
No, I answered it. It was a spam call. It was like, welcome to ERC. And I was like, okay.
November 2015, that kid could be three by now.
Wow.
Dad. I'd be like, no.
I'm just assuming it's the Cleveland Browns.
No, I'm not your daddy. Gabe's your daddy.
I'm just assuming it's the Cleveland Browns call.
Cleveland Browns want to interview me?
You know what's funny, actually? There's a goalie in junior hockey. And he's very, very good goalie. Uh-huh. His name is Gabriel Morenci.
Get out.
And he's like 18 years old.
Your son?
And he's from the same town I'm from.
Oh my God.
Is he bald and angry?
So basically people asked. They were like, dude, like there's this kid. Any chance? So I actually sent the guy, I sent him a message. He was the player of the week in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. He started laughing. And I said, have you ever met your father, for the record? And he's like, yeah, I know my father. I was like, all right, good. Okay. Nice. Yeah, he started cracking up, actually. He might be in the NHL.
Like, Gabe will wait to see if he's drafted number one, then become his father.
Yeah, I'm your daddy.
Yeah, the thing is, I was a goal, yeah. I'll be one of those guys on Maury. I want a paternity test for him. The morning after continues.